Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, radio listeners. This is Pastor Olo Stalin with the Anointed Word International Ministry. I'm so glad to be here today, and I give God praise, the glory, and honor for you. And praise God for giving me the strength, praise the Lord, to be here with you today. It's nothing I can do, but I do all that I do in Him. And He is my everything. He is the one, praise God, that causes it to happen. He's the one that make it happen. And He's the one that will let it happen. And I am so excited tonight, praise God, to be with you today. And I pray, praise God, that you and yours are just blessed, because God has blessed me in many, many wondrous ways. And He has given me, praise God, new, praise God, outlooks on life. And I thank God for it, praise God, because I tell you, praise God, during these times, we must know, praise God, who we can depend upon. We must know, praise God, who is He and why, praise God, we must depend upon Him. Because I realize, praise God, that I can do nothing without Him. And with Him, praise God, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me, because He is my strength. And tonight, praise God, I pray, praise God, that you have learned how to lean and depend on Jesus. Because, praise God, in times like these, praise God, we must, praise God, have, praise God, the strength of God, praise God, to carry us through, praise the Lord. Because the world, praise God, is in turmoil. The world, praise God, is in trouble, praise the Lord. But I know, praise God, in Christ Jesus, we have all that we need. And I tell you, praise the Lord, I pray, praise God, since the last time I spoke with you, that you have given God your life, your all in all, and that you have learned, praise God, and learned of Him. That's what He said, praise the Lord. And take His yoke upon Him and learn of Him. And praise God, if we learn of Him, we can go through without, praise God, any, praise God, any, praise God, weaknesses, praise God, we can go through and we can stand in times like these. Yes, this is Pastor Ola Starley with the Anointed Word International Ministries. And I pray, praise God, that you hear the word tonight, because I promise you, I will give you word and word only. I'm not trying, praise God, trying to hoodwink you or try to sell the word to you, but I said I want to give it to you, and that you may accept it, that you may have a right to the tree of life. I tell you, praise God, remember that Jesus is soon to come, and He's coming back. He's coming back. He is coming back. Praise God, yes, He wants you to be ready. He wants you to be ready when He returns. And I do give Him praise. Father, in Jesus' name right now, I come to you, praise God, and ask, praise God, that you, praise God, will let your word go forth tonight with clarity, understanding. Praise God, that it may be edifying for the listeners. And God, I am excited because you have given me a chance once again to be a spokesperson for you and to stand, praise God, for you and declare the truth and nothing but the truth in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for forgiveness of every sin, shortcoming, and iniquities. Because, God, I know that only you, God, can forgive sins. And Lord, I thank you for giving the opportunity that if we will come to you, praise God, call upon you in time of need, that you, praise God, would show us my great and mighty things that we know not. But we must learn to call and depend upon you, praise God, that you can show us, praise God, that you are God and you're God all alone and by yourself. And Father, I thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Ay, ay, ay. Ye God, ye keep us seeking about Dante. Because you chose me, I didn't choose you. And Lord, I thank you. You saw the God in me and the good in me, that you chose me, and I thank you for it. I will forever give you praise, will give you glory, honor. In Jesus' name, amen. And tonight, if you would allow me, praise God, I want to go, praise God, to a word, praise God, that I want to share with you tonight. And praise God, I pray that you enjoy it, praise the Lord, and that you, praise God, will hear, praise God, what the Lord is trying to say. And I want to come to you tonight, praise God, and share this word with you, praise the Lord, that you may be, praise God, blessed and come, praise God, to you. It's a word that you may have understanding. You may have understanding to know that God is who he say he is. Now, I want to come to you tonight, praise God, with just a thought to help you, praise God, to understand why we need Jesus. And you know, in this life, praise God, you're going to have to trust somebody. Now, you don't have to trust on them, praise God, enough to believe it, and that's all that you believe in. When I say trust, I mean, in the earthly realm, there is, praise God, someone that you will connect with. Amen. There is someone, praise God, that you would desire to share with and to be with and to desire, praise God, to just be close to. But tonight I wanted to ask you, have you ever read the slogan, "In God we trust"? In God, that's what I said, we trust. Who we trust in? God. Now, we trust in God because we know, praise God, that he has never lied. He has never, praise God, said something that he could not do. And he's not a fake, but he's nothing but the real deal. In God, we trust. Tonight, we want to discuss in God, we trust. Because we know, praise God, that he is a deliverer, those that has been with him, that he does not, if you ever been with him and he's never delivered you from anything, then I must be talking about the wrong God. I must be talking about the wrong God. Tonight, I want to talk to you in God. We trust. Perhaps you've heard this slogan frequently, you know, in times of life and in past times, but during the times of prosperity and peace, many forget God. They rest upon their own laurels and become satisfied with themselves. You see, when people got money, you know what I'm saying, people don't need God. Their money is their God. They think he is worthless and selfless because they don't need him because of their money. It is their God. But have they ever noticed, praise God, on that money it states, "In God we trust." It's still letting you know, even though you have this money, but in God we trust. But see, the thought of God crosses their mind once or twice every now and then. But to depend upon God wholly and completely, praise the Lord, hallelujah, is outside their scope of thoughts. In their mind, they're their own sustainer. They are their own self-satisfier. Like a certain party, they're so rich that they don't have no need for the poor. Or they don't want to be bothered with the middle class. Or they can't deal with the poor, the very poor or the in-between, because their money is their God. Now, in their mind, they're their own sustainer. They're their own self-satisfier. In the time of peace and prosperity, God is just one to whom many give mere lip service, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. In 2 Timothy 3:5, this is what it says. In God, this is it. Now, these say, the ones that don't need God because of their money, it is the one that sustains them. That's what they say. In God, we trust, but deny the power of that statement by refusing to make appropriate sacrifices, praise the Lord, to show their reliance upon God. Who is God, they say? What is he? Show him to me. He doesn't exist. I don't never believed in him. But however, many in the face of their recent, you know, many in the face of just some adversities, they want to have something to turn to, but they don't know who God is, so they can't turn to him, praise the Lord. Because that means, praise God, they're already, praise God, have their power and their God, and their power and their God is their money. So they deny the powerful statement by refusing to make the appropriate sacrifices to their reliance upon him. God, however, in many in the face of the adversity brought, may have been brought to realization in their own mortality. And there's and they are seeking to renew themselves, connected to their money, because they refer to it as, I am a billionaire, I am a millionaire, I did this myself, I'm doing this for me, this is what I do. But what can the, but do we want to ask a question today, since we know these people and what they do and how they flaunt themselves and parade themselves and, oh, he's rich, oh, he's a billionaire, oh, he's a millionaire. But I want to ask you a question. Dies was a millionaire too, but he died, because he died, and the poor man died. But the poor man went with God, and Dies went to hell, but he didn't take his millions with him. He didn't take his millions, my friend. His million, praise God, was not even allowed. He couldn't even carry it, praise the Lord, because even if he did take it, praise the Lord, he would know, praise God, that his billions, praise God, would go with him, but he wouldn't be one able to spend it, praise God, because he realized, praise the Lord, that he can't spend his money in hell. There is no place he can cash it and receive change. Hello, somebody. But you see, praise God, what we're saying tonight, you must learn to trust in God. You must learn, praise God, to know, praise God, who is a power over all, praise God, over, praise God, all the things, praise God, that you possess. You must learn to trust in God, praise the Lord. However, in the face, praise God, many in the face of our recent, praise God, in recent national adversities have been brought to realize their own mortality. They have learned, praise God, that they must have God in their life. They don't know how to call upon him. They don't know how to seek him. So what they do, they are fearful of him and they deny him. But what can we do, praise God, to bring the minds of men back to trusting in God and to those who are seeking true spiritual renewal? You see, first, praise God, we must show, praise God, that God do trust and God do exist, praise God, because he exists in us. When you live a life, praise God, is not, praise God, showing, praise God, that God in your life, then, praise God, you are, praise God, leading souls into hell because they are looking at your life. You see, you must understand, your life may be the only book that some people may ever read. See, God truly means by making sacrifices on our part is that the world cannot see true sacrifices today in us, praise God, because of the way we live and the things that we do and the way that we act, praise God. We act just like the world. There is no difference between the saints and the world. You see, praise God, everybody's doing the same thing. The church is doing the same thing as the world is doing. It is because there is no other body upon the earth that can only truly make sacrifices to God except to us. See, Paul writes, I beseech you. See, listen. See, Paul writes, I beseech you. I beg you, my brethren. This is what he's saying. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you may present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In Romans 12:1, do we trust God enough to sacrifice our time, our money, not the money, yes, our money, and our ability to serve him? Some people treat money better than they would treat God. We treat ourselves better than we would treat God. Often we think that, praise God, that we must save that one extra dollar to or stay at work, that one extra hour to refrain from that one extra spiritual task. Instead, we should put our complete trust in God and sacrifice, knowing that God has already made the greater sacrifices for us. Do we as people trust in God? Do we put our complete trust in Him? Let me remind you, let us praise God, and let me remind you, you must renew yourself unto the sacrifice. The people, praise God, that will stand, praise God, and stand for Jesus, can fight deadly influences that causes one to become self-reliant. These influences, praise God, are originated from humanistic, praise God, from the humanistic side of life. See, there is very core for philosophies of humanistic is since there is no God to save us, we must save ourselves. Usually people say, you're a God, you're your own God. Don't let the devil fool you. Don't let the devil fool you. You see, this is how the devil hoodwinks you, making you think that you're your own God. You can save yourself. You don't need God to do anything for you because you can do it for you. This statement, praise God, is time to praise God to eliminate or to downsize, praise God, the even very thinking of what is God and do I have to trust in God. What many truly practice in their life. This statement is totally and completely contrary to the faith God or in God we trust. Those who accept humanistic often practice a postmodern worldview, a part of Christianity, you see. In this worldview, there is no truth, there is no certainty, there is no trust, there is no hope. And if anyone say otherwise, it is the purpose of post-modernist thoughts, and it desensitizes, praise God, even for the person or the individual to undermine and to destroy his or her teaching. But post-praise God, modernist thoughts is systematical. It's systematical to any teaching that the world undermines the idea that there is only one set of truth to which all must adhere to and believe. As a result to that, my friend, we have seen in our countries and explained and exposed a false religion. This is called false religion. You see, this is the thing they're talking about here. When they're talking about the Antichrist, that is a false religion because it wants you to depend upon them, depending upon the mighty God or the real God or the God you trust. It wants you to trust in the system. In a religion of one kind or another, such as witchcraft and paganism, Hinduism, astrology, psychic, card readers, and the New Age movement. All of these are products of the deconstruction of Christianity under the influence of post-modernists. The church must stand up and proclaim the one true given by Jesus in the face of all of these false doctrines. We must renew ourselves to preaching and teaching the truth, people. You can't nod your head to everything and think God is in it. No, it's not. You must know, praise God, what you stand for. You must realize, praise God, the truth. And we must understand, we must call all of those around us to turn and to put their complete trust in God. I will not direct you to any other religion or any other faith. I will direct you to the one and only true God. And that is why I say in God I trust. And this means, praise God, that we must have a renewing sense of purpose about preaching and teaching the gospel to the lost. Praise God, we have stopped teaching and preaching the gospel to the lost, and we're going to be held responsible for the head soul that are going into hell because the blood is required to your hand. No more than ever we must reflect in the words of our Lord, say not ye. Therefore, praise God, months and years to come, the harvest is ripe, but the labors are few. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for there are the fields, he said, for they ready to harvest. In John 4:35, those who are hungering and thirsting for the truth will grow weary with the last religion of the last days, because we'll leave them empty. People are looking for the truth. They need the truth, people of God. Women of God, men of God, they need to be taught and told the truth. It is the truth, praise God. There is only one way you can, praise God, get into heaven, and that is through the Lord Jesus Christ. You must repent, praise God, believe, receive, praise God, that you may receive him as your Savior. You don't have to pay for him. You ain't got to buy him, praise God. You ain't got to hoodwink him. You just receive, believe, repent, believe, receive, and you shall, praise God, have your name, praise God, placed in the book of life. Yes. You see, praise God, the Lord is saying, you see in the public eyes, it's calling upon the pagan deity and the mysterious, praise God, of witchcraft. They call went up to God, the one and true and the living God, who is the Father of Jesus Christ. The Christ, sadly, the Christ, praise God, but see, Christ cries because he sees the wicked, and he sees, praise God, how the souls are being, praise God, overlooked, and how the souls are not being called, praise God, into the family of God, and then given a chance, praise God, to make that decision, to make God their Lord, and he can become their God. Many prayers go unheard due to their condition to the supplier of our lost souls. You got to understand, people, God don't listen to sinners. He only hears them when they repent and come to him. So if you know, praise God, that you are one that's saying you are saved, lead them to Christ. Lead them to Christ. The call went up to God, the one true and living God, who is the Father of Jesus Christ. Sadly, many prayers are not going unheard. Peter says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and the ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. 1 Peter 3:12, we can help those make their prayers effective by putting their trust in God and rendering obedience to the gospel. To the gospel, we can help them. We're going to be here responsible because many of us, praise God, never talk about God to anyone but ourselves. We love to hear ourselves sound good, but we don't share the truth, praise God, with those that are around us. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, God. Let us renew ourselves to the preaching of God's plan for man's salvation. If you are a sinner, you are a sinner. You must repent that you don't spend eternity in hell. Tragedy is truly shocking and sad. However, like the rebirth or whatever, the rebirth must take place. We can arise from ashes of fire and death and bring renewal like has never been since in the history of our time before it is too late. We must take advantage of this great opportunity God has set before us, and he has set it before us. The harvest. Hey, God. The harvest truly is great, but the labors are few. I pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth labors into the harvest, because the harvest truly is ripe, but the labors are few. In Luke 10:2, let us determine to make our slogan a reality so that all may truly say, in God we trust. In God. Not my money. Not my fame. Not my cause. Not my name. But in God we trust. Trust him tonight that you may have a right to the tree of life. He's calling. He's calling. He is calling. Answer the call. You will be glad that you did. If you trust in anything except God, it is a waste and it is destruction. Trust him that you may live and live for eternity. I pray, praise God, that the words, praise God, find you. And if they find you, praise God, that you would know that it's just Jesus and him alone. You be blessed and realize that if you are lost, you can be found. You can find yourself and eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ by repenting, receiving, believing, and you shall have it. Hey, God. Thank you, Jesus. In God we trust. I pray that you are blessed. Until this time tomorrow, let the Lord do a makeover. Let the Lord break you and shape you and make you all over again. He can do it. You be blessed. You be blessed. In Jesus' name, amen.